Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. You have probably heard that the U.S. housing market is strong, that there is a shortage of homes for sale, and that home builders are having difficulties hiring enough skilled tradespeople. Unfortunately, if you look at the newest data from the National Association of Realtors and the U.S. Commerce Department, these are all false. January's home sales reports are dismal. Existing home sales were down more than 3% from December and down 5% from January last year. New home sales were worse. They fell almost 8% from December, which were already more than 9% lower than November. The two-month decline is the greatest in over 4 years. The January pending home sales index fell almost 5% from December, the largest one-month percentage decline in almost 8 years. This index is now at its lowest level since October 2014. As for the alleged shortage of homes for sale, there were unsold home inventories in December equal to 5.5 months of the sales pace. The National Association of Realtors reported that unsold inventories soared to more than 6 months' worth in January. Since you weren't told about the recent weakness in the residential real estate market, you were also not informed why. The explanation is simple. Mortgage interest rates are rising, up almost 10% year to date. Buyers can only afford a certain dollar limit of mortgage payment. When interest rates rise, that means a higher percentage of the payment goes toward interest and less toward principal. In other words, people cannot afford to pay as much for a home as they could just a few months ago. While residential prices have risen for a few years, that trend may be reversing. If you are thinking of selling your home, you may want to sell now rather than wait. If you're looking to buy, you may want to wait for prices to fall. That's it for now. Be sure to come back Friday when I detail the deceptive data in last week's monthly jobs report for the construction and other industries, here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.